Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Well, it is one busy morning here. The crowds are just coming in because I just found out a lot of times they come on Friday and Saturday, check out the artwork, and then they decide whether they want to buy it or not. Then they come back on Sundays, and that's when a lot of the purchasing is done. Well, we are here today, and Sean is back in the boardroom. So again, this is a live remote from the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Again, a beautiful day out here. Going to be a little warm. A lot of things happening here in the Coachella Valley, but it's a perfect time to come and have brunch. Brunch is served until noon, so you don't want to miss it. Brunch right here at the tennis gardens, yes. And there's a lot of live music. So when my guests come in, you're going to hear a lot of background music because I have kids from the Palm Desert High School, Palm Desert Charter School, and the Idlewild Arts Academy. They are here performing, so good for them, as well as there's bands playing over on the main stage. In fact, right now it is Rumpaller Quartet, and then 11:30 to 12:30 is Incendio World Guitar, and I think he was on the show last year. This is my third year broadcasting live here from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Again, wonderful time being had by all that's here, and it is open till 4 o'clock today. Come on over. Tickets are only $13. Admission for adults. Children admitted free, parking free, and again, they're open until 5 o'clock today. So today's show is presented by Thai Smile on El Paseo. We want to thank them. And the grounds, they're beautiful. You know, every year it just keeps getting better and better here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Just a beautiful facility. Where they have all the vendors scattered around. So it's really nice that they're not just right on top of each other. There's plenty of room for you to look at the art and wander around, sit down, listen to some music, have some brunch, have something to drink. I mean, it's really a beautiful setting and, again, very well thought out. So it gives all the people here today that are coming for all different types of artwork a chance to relax, enjoy it, and not feel like they're being pushed around by the crowds. Yeah, you don't want that. Now, here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival, their international palette with 200 juried and acclaimed artists representing more than 25 countries. Now, we have painting, sculpture, jewelry, pottery, and ceramics, photography, fashion, art and fashion, and more. So just a little bit of everything. Now you'll find me as I walk in, and as you walk into the door, I'll be to your right as you come around the corner, and I'll be sitting right here under my umbrella for the next 2 hours. So come by, say hello. I actually had someone stop by who wanted to know if he could be on the air and talk politics. Guess what? I said no. I think we have enough of that. We are here at the Arts Festival again to enjoy ourselves, to get a little culture, listen to a little music. How about sit back and relax? And while you're here, I don't know if they have any left, but you want to buy one of the posters for the Art Festival. They're beautiful. I already have mine hanging on the wall. In fact, I have the last 3 years hanging on the walls inside my house, and this year is no different. Poster is just magnificent. So see if there are any left. I don't know yet. I did not ask the powers that be as they were wandering around, but if there is, you definitely want one. The featured artist is David Palmer, and it's a beautiful poster. So come on over, folks. You have plenty of time today to come and enjoy yourself here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. So here's a little few facts. I have all these notes in front of me. I'm going to kind of scroll through them that I told you a little bit about, that folks do come in today to purchase. Today is the big purchase day. I didn't know that. Next year, keep that in mind. So what people do is they get a little pass that will let them back in, and sometimes even the artist will let them take the work home, see if it fits inside your house. You know, we all measure, but sometimes you just don't know until you see it hanging on the wall. And many of the artists will do that. Then if you don't like it, you bring it back. And if you do, then you just pay them for it. So there's a lot of ways to see if something works for you. So I just want to keep that all in mind. So again, come on over today. We are open here until 5 o'clock. And again, I am at the Tennis Gardens in Indian Wells, just off of Washington and 111, or actually Washington and Miles. You can't miss it. Beautiful property. They just got done with the BNP Paribas Open. The grounds are spotless. You wouldn't even know that they had, 500,000 people here just a couple of weeks ago. You couldn't even tell. The grass is beautiful. The flowers are blooming. Spectacular day. And again, brunch is served until noon, so you don't want to miss it. Now, I had a couple things. Every now and then, I'm going to throw in some local stuff here because, again, it is all about the art and what's going on here at the Arts Festival. But for those of you that live in Palm Springs and you want to make a difference, well, I wanted to let you know the Palm Springs City Council invites Palm Springs residents to submit applications for voluntary service on the city's boards and commissions. Applications are being accepted for the following, and there's a lot of them. If you're one of those who says you can make a difference, who you know you can make a difference, you want to make a difference, then one of these commissions is right for you. There's the Appeals Board for the Airport, there's Library of Trustees, Historic Site Preservation Board, Measure J, Parks and Rec, Personal Board, Planning Commission, Public Arts Commission, Village Fest, and more. So your deadline to apply is Tuesday, April 11th. And speaking of April, yep, we are into April now. Yesterday was April Fool's Day. Hope you weren't fooled by too many people, because I forgot it was April Fool's Day. I'm still digesting that it's April. Yeah. I know, you're probably doing the same thing. I did get my taxes done this week, so not quite finished, but I put everything together, so I have that off of my plate, and now I can go on to something else. Sometimes those taxes just loom. I don't know. For me, they just seem to bother me. I look at this box of stuff that I have, and I don't know. Anyway, it's just me. Okie doke. Well, this segment of the show, and I will be telling you who our segment sponsors are, and for all of our regular sponsors, listen to the commercials. Please tell them you heard it on the show, and go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Speaking of the website, after this weekend, I will have the three first episodes of Traveling with Francoise Television posted on the website on its new page, the Traveling with Francoise TV page. So in case you missed it, you can go to the website and you can see them. Currently, just started this past week, the Blue Angel show started airing. Very excited about that. I had a lot of great response. Again, I'll never get over that experience. It was just a once in a lifetime, but just so memorable. And it was everything and more than I thought it would be. It had nerves. It had excitement. It had beauty. So please check it out on Fox 11 on Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. Traveling with Francoise, 30-minute travel show on Fox 11. So you don't want to miss that. Thank you. And again, if you missed it, as the shows rotate out and new ones come in, I will post them on the website. But this one, it's a must-see, definitely. Me and the Blue Angels, you actually get to see me in the Blue Angels jet. You get to hear the pilot. So again, it is a lot of fun. Very exciting show. All right, this segment is brought to you by the weekly Get a Life Weekly Announcements. It's brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and Italia, your one-stop sundry shop for healthy and unique items. Located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, call them today at 760-864-6500. And Tommy Toon's work rotates out of there. Today is the last day to see some of Tommy Toon's work or buy a piece of his collection called Palmistry. It moves on. I think it goes back into Tommy's garage, because he brought it out for this special occasion, and now it goes back. So if you missed it, you don't want to buy some, you better get over there now, Gallery 500 in Palm Springs. All right, we have a lot of other things going on. Of course, Renova Solar, they want you to sign up. This is your deadline, pretty much is right here before SCE changes its program on July 1st, so make sure you get call those over there at Renova Solar. Braille Institute, they have a lot of great classes going on as well. Desert Entertainer, pick one up today. Thai Smile, Rancho Mirage. Again, India Wells Country Club, lovely place to visit and live. You go there. Here's how it works at the Indian Country Club. You go there to visit friends and hang around. And then the next thing you know, you're looking for a home. Yeah, I know. That's how it works. Because you see the golf courses and the spa, tennis courts, beautiful facility. In fact, I'll be there at the end of the month, broadcasting live from the Rosie Casals tournament that she has, the big tennis tournament that she has there to raise funds for junior tennis players. So Indian Ridge Country Club, right there off of Country Club in Palm Desert. Beautiful, beautiful place to live. So definitely you want to go on over there and check it out. And while you're there, let Diane Williams and Associates help you pick your new home. Yeah, whether it's full-time or vacation, they can do it all right there. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll have some guests joining us. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. All right, we'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, broadcasting live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Please come on over. It is a busy, rocking morning. Now, joining me here at my little booth, my little broadcast booth, ladies, please introduce yourselves.
Well, good morning. My name is Brigitte Phillips. I'm the Outreach Safe Place Coordinator at Safe House of the Desert.
And hi, my name is Valana Nguyen. I am the Art Director for Safe House of the Desert.
Okay, ladies, well, it's great to have you here, and this setting is fantastic. It's a beautiful day. I don't think we could ask for any more.
No, very true. Absolutely. It's very nice.
Now, for a lot of those folks out there who might have heard of Safe House of the Desert, but they're really not sure of who you are, why don't you tell us what you do?
Yes, thank you. So Safe House of the Desert is a shelter for youth in crisis located in Thousand Palms. So we provide food, shelter, clothing, education, and counseling for the youth and their parents. So if kids come into us and they have a family problem, not only does the youth get counseling, but so do the parents or guardian. We're a 21-day program. We have 20 beds, and we have a safe house out in Riverside as well. So if we have an overflow, then we could have kids come there as they could have kids come to us. But, you know, we get kids that come to us that are runaways, throwaways. They have family problems, depression, anxiety. Whatever the reason is, we are there for them to help them.
You know, and I think a lot of times still there's a mentality in the valley here. People don't put kids in the Coachella Valley into the equation a lot of times. Do you still find that? Because originally a retirement community, adults come down to play, and now look at, we have the high schoolers playing music, there's kids everywhere. The dynamic has really changed in the Coachella Valley.
And that's very true. You know, I go out and do a lot of presentations in the community, middle schools, high schools, but when I do presentations for the adults, a lot of times I would ask, how many of you do not think human trafficking happens in our beautiful Coachella Valley? And a lot of times they're like, oh, not here. Because we do think of the desert as being a resort, vacation, you know, but it happens everywhere, and it does happen here as well. So we work with human trafficking survivors, too, at Safe House.
Just incredible.
Yes.
And joining us is Valana Nguyen.
Yes.
Valana, how are you?
I'm so well.
Hold that mic up there.
So well. Thank you. Thank you for having us today.
All right. Now, tell us, what is Safe House of the Desert? What are you doing here at the Arts Festival?
Well, my goodness. First of all, we want to say thank you so much to Diane Funk for inviting us here on property to give awareness to the arts that we are doing out at Safe House. I am the art director for Safe House, and it's my job to change the vision of how people see our teens and our youth at risk. They're incredible artists, I have to tell you. So much energy in the body that's being released onto canvases, and we're creating rings and scarves and pillows. We're doing meditation and dance. There's so many things that we're able to do at the arts. And so we, you know, the idea was, if we can use art as a therapeutic vehicle to heal the heart, to heal the soul, and as artists we all know this, then my goodness, I couldn't have a better job.
Well, and everyone has some sort of talent. Mine is not drawing anything, but the radio, that's my talent. Everyone has some sort of creative outlet, and I think once we start doing that, it changes our whole mindset about life, and it makes everything pretty.
Absolutely.
Makes it better.
Absolutely. Most of the time, the children that come to me, they call me Lady V, because it's just a heck of a lot easier than Valana Nguyen.
Yeah.
So they say, Lady V, I'm not an artist. And they say, John, you are an artist. You're a professional dancer. So I want you to apply your dance moves to a paintbrush, to canvas. Let's see what comes up. We play a lot of music in our art classes that's not something that they immediately identify with. I'll take them into world music, classical music, jazz, anything that takes them out of, for example, a rap beat, something that's identifiable. And then we start creating art, and it is amazing what comes out of kids that say, I'm not an artist, Lady B.
Exactly, exactly. Now, is any of the work here today?
Yes, it is, and it's on display in our booth. We're in booth number M06.
M06, okay.
And we certainly would invite anyone who wants to come know a little bit about Safe House and wants to see some of the beauty that these children are producing. We will be basically be prepared to be astounded, because they're really doing a great job.
you are so proud. I need to get over there later on after I'm done with the broadcast. I wander my way over there. Now, is the art for sale?
Absolutely, it is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, and Brigitte, let's talk a little bit about organizations such as Safe House of the Desert, and you're located in Thousand Palms. Your website is safehouseofthedesert.com. How about volunteers? You know, I get that a lot, that, you know, people, they tell me, oh, Francoise, I really want to volunteer, but I just am so worried about how much time I have to commit. And they come up with a lot of reasons, and I don't think they quite understand that you're willing to work around their schedule.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we love volunteers to come in to Safe House. And we do have a lot of volunteers that come in. And yeah, we work around their schedule because we're so appreciative to them to come into Safe House and show their talent with our youth. So yeah, anybody that wants to volunteer, they could reach us at 760-343-3211 and ask for Jasmine, who's our volunteer coordinator, and set up a time and a date to come in and take a tour of our facility and let us know what they want to do for Safe House, what they want to bring into our shelter to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. And you have volunteers that for all sorts of things. You don't need to be an artist to be a volunteer.
No, absolutely not. Yes.
All right. So let's talk about the festival here. I haven't had too much of a chance to wander around. So Valona, we're going to put you on the spot. And I want you to tell us, you've been out and about probably several times. So tell us what's going on outside of my little area right here.
Oh my goodness, some of the most exquisite art is on display. Not only have we got incredible glass blowing that's being presented and demonstrated, there's incredible jewelry, incredible ceramics, I mean metalwork, bronzes, anything that you can imagine pretty much is out here. Postcards that are made from fabric. Oh my goodness, I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah.
You know, things that are unexpected. And so the idea is that what a wonderful day, wonderful way to spend your Sunday coming out, supporting art, supporting what Indian Wells is all about, and being part of this project today. It's really heartfelt. All of the artists, you can feel the love.
Mm-hmm. And the artists, I mean, they're from all over, international, from all
yes.
over. And it's
yes.
really, and the setting, like I say, you can't beat this setting. I like that people can walk around on cement and beautiful grass, and
mm-hmm.
it's just
mm-hmm.
really nice for everyone involved. And I always say the art is in the eye of the beholder.
Absolutely.
Something for everyone. I know there's some demonstrations going on out there.
Yes, there are. There are many that are also in our area. You know, Create Arts is doing things. You know, Old Town Artisan Studio is doing wonderful demonstrations as well. You know, we've been truly at our booth 24/7, so I haven't had so much time to be out there,
yeah.
but I certainly intend to do it today.
Yeah, I bet. Yes, I was told, I saw this little secret that I'm just so excited to learn, that today is a big day where the buyers come back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Did you know that?
No.
They like to come and they like to check it out on Friday and Saturday. They go home, they measure the walls, they look at everything, they think about the colors, and then they decide, okay, I'm going to go back and buy that piece.
Well, we welcome you to our booth.
I know it. And again, your booth is at MO6.
MO6.
And that's with Safe House of the Desert, located in Thousand Palms. How long has Safe House been in operation?
How long?
We've been in operating for 10 years now.
10 years.
Yes.
In the same location?
The same location, yes. And we have just expanded because we went from one building, now we got a school, we got Harrison House, which is for adults ages 18 to 24 who are homeless or at risk to be homeless, and mm-hmm. they could actually live there for 18 months. And with that, they're going to get all the life skills that they need. So when they leave after the 18 months, they're going to leave with all these life skills. And also, we do want them to get a job that is required, and that 50% of their check goes into savings. Therefore, when they leave the program, they're going to have money for first and last month's rent.
That's great. That is where you guys are doing such a wonderful job out there.
We do. Thank you.
And there's another question that pops into my mind in situations like this. Sometimes it's very hard for people to make that call to help someone else. And they see someone in need, and they see someone that could use the help of Safe House of the Desert. What do you suggest to those people?
Well, you know, we have an app at Safe House, so they could download an app. So they go download the app, Safe House of the Desert, and they could actually text to a counselor 24/7, and it's anonymous. So when the counselor gets the text, it goes to them anonymous, and it comes back to them Safe House. And, you know, a lot of times kids have some kind of problem, but don't necessarily want to come to our shelter. So we have been getting a lot of young youth and young adults texting to our counselors. So it's amazing app that we have, and a lot of kids use it.
What's Up Safe House?
What's Up Safe House. Sorry. So they're going to download the app. It's called What's Up Safe House.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much. Get on back to your booth and make a lot of sales.
All right. We will. Thank you.
Safe House of the Desert, booth M06.
Thank you for having us.
And you'll go on over there and you'll meet Valona and Brigitte will be there shortly.
Yes.
They need to walk on back over there. So,
yes.
Again, ladies, thanks so much. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Have a fun rest of the day.
Thank you.
Blessings.
You
thank
all right.
you.
Okay. And again, folks, at safehouseofthedesert.com. All right. So here I am at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Definitely wanted you to come on over. We're open till later on today. I think 4 o'clock is when they'll let the last customers in, or art goers, or however you want to call yourself. Come on over. Check it out. Admission is $13 for adults. Children are free. Parking is free. Again, they have sculptures, jewelry, pottery, ceramics, photography, art, fashion, and so much more by acclaimed artists representing more than 25 countries. Yeah, pretty darn amazing. An international palette. And I've already seen a lot of listeners stopping by, waving as they're walking by. Really cool. It's hard for me to talk too much when I'm on the air. So if I don't respond, don't get upset. But I am on the air at the same time. So definitely. But wave as you walk by. I really, really appreciate it. Today, again, we will be here for the next until 1 o'clock. And I have a lot more folks joining me as guests on the show. We're going to have some artists. We're going to have Yan Inlow. I'm hoping I say that correct. Coming up after the bottom of the hour. She's the 2017 Best in Show, a Chinese artist who creates hyper-realist silk embroideries. So stunning, she's been featured by the Smithsonian. So you certainly don't want to miss that. You want to stick around for that. And definitely some stunning work. All right, folks, on that note, we are going to step aside for a quick break for the news and some other things. So you are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. Stick around. We will be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. It is beautiful. We are surrounded by music, some beautiful weather. It's a little breeze that's popped up. No wind, just a little breeze. And joining us, I'm very excited to have Yan Inlow join us right here on the show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Now, I am fantastic. Now, Yan is Yan, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yan.
Okay, Yan. I've been practicing and I still said it wrong. Yan, you brought me some of your work here. This is incredible. I need a magnifying glass to tell. You're telling me this is embroidery?
That's right.
This is just spectacular. And you are featured at the Smithsonian. All right, Yan, tell us what you do.
I do hand embroidery. I use a silk thread on silk. Before I do that, I watercolored each piece, like I sketched out the image, then use a silk thread embroidered over.
So this photograph, it looks like a photograph, this image is silk thread.
That's right.
How long does it take you to do
this? This is like 5 days. I do 8 to 10 hours a day. Sometimes I do overtime. I like it. The time just passing fast.
Well,
then just see the day. They're like, oh, it's already lunch. There is dinner.
So you're doing something. We talk about this. Artists, you're always doing something that you love. You love doing this. This is, folks, I can't even describe how magnificent this is. Now, this is a bird. What kind of bird did you?
Blue herring.
A blue herring. And how many different colors of thread did you use in this?
Well, over 60.
Over 60. It is just incredible. Now, the size of this piece is, what's the size of this?
11 by 14.
11 by 14. How large have you, how large of a piece have you sewn?
I did one, largest one is I spent 3 months. The frame size is like 25 by 55.
Now, Yan, when you start this, do you just focus on one piece or do you have a couple different ones going at the same time?
One piece at a time. I prepare all the thread ready, so I don't want to change it to a different subject. I just finish this piece and go on.
I have to tell you, folks, go to Yan's website. It's yansdesign.com. It is spectacular. Again, this is all embroidered. I don't even know if you, it's not the type of embroidering that I would do with a big, you know, grid and all this. I mean, this is just truly spectacular. Wow. And now in the Smithsonian, you've been featured by the Smithsonian. What piece did they, do you have a signature piece that's famous around the world, or how did they decide what piece to use?
Oh, I don't know. I submit a few pieces. I had a show in the is a Smithsonian craft shows. Yeah.
And do you always do birds, or what kind of subjects?
Oh, I do mostly California poppy. I live in California.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like poppies.
You
so.
Like, well, okay,
and
right now.
Also, I do animals like an owl, lion, tiger.
So with all the flowers blooming right now everywhere, have you been inspired by that?
Oh, yeah. I went to the one resort near L.A., the poppy resort. I love it. I sketch there. And I bring to studio to the work.
Wow, this is really incredible. Now, how many pieces do you have at your booth here at the Arts Festival?
Oh, I brought almost all my inventory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have 20 pieces.
20 pieces. And where is your booth? What is the number of your booth?
It's a
D10. D10. And is it located by the stage or?
Near the... there.
That's all right. You'll find it. Don't worry about it. It's
D10.
I don't want you to miss this, folks, when you're coming over here. It is Yan Inlow, and her work is spectacular. You're the 2017 Best in Show. And again, she's a Chinese artist who creates hyper-realist, is that right? Hyper-realist silk. I don't even know what that means. What is
embroidery?
That mean? Hyper-realist means embroidery?
No, it's more, I like more do detail, like a real picture. People saw like a, this is a picture. Well, this is a, not a embroidery. They don't realize this is the hand-sew embroidery. They thought it's pictures. So it's very realistic.
I can
try to do something different thing.
I keep staring at this. I'm not going to let her take it. I think I'm just going to slide under all my stuff. Again, spectacular work. Now, is this your first time at the Indian Wells Arts Festival?
No, I've been doing many years here.
Okay, so you love coming down here.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and you guys who came, did you come the day of the windstorm? Or did you
right.
Come, oh, yeah, and you said, please do not let that happen to us. And then the weather turned perfect for you.
Yeah.
So it's been
very good.
Great crowds, a lot of people here this morning. I'm sure you get a question I wanted to ask when the artist with the cell phone problem that we all have right now. Everyone's carrying cell phones, and I know artists don't appreciate people taking pictures of their work. Explain that to the audience so they understand why you don't want them to do that.
Because this is our own work and own design. Some people taking picture, maybe they like a copy or do something or don't know what they do. Now is back studio, there's a lot of emails, everything going on, some junk. So I just want them not taking picture. At least they let me know. They say, yeah, I can take the picture. I want to show someone. They will enjoy. Yes, you can take a picture, but I don't want everybody just go there, take a picture.
Right, and then walk away.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, I'm telling you, I'm being honest with you. A picture does not do justice to this piece of art in front of me, this embroidery, that you cannot even tell it's embroidery. It is so fine. The threads are so small. I mean, the needles have to be tiny.
Yeah, I use a very, very small, tiny needle. The thing is, my art is a tricky part is I split the thread from the silk single strength. This is about my work. I like more detail. Then I split it as fine as possible to get more like a animal's eyes. I split a 1/16, very fine, so get more detail. If it's too thick, it won't show much detail. That's why.
So you split the threads. The needles must be
I use the number 14.
So thin. I can't. I know my mother embroiders. She's listening to this right now, and I'm sure she wishes she was here to see this, because again, this, your work is truly incredible. Just so beautiful. And again, it's embroidery. That's what's even more stunning about this. This is not with pencil. At first I thought it was pencil because of the detail, all the tiny, tiny fine lines that blend together. Again, Jan, just beautiful. Now, you are located where? I know here you're at D10, but where's your studio?
In Alameda, California, near Oakland.
Oh, okay, near Oakland. Yeah. And now, do you have a studio that's
I
open
have a
to
studio.
The public?
That's right, by appointment.
By appointment.
Yeah.
And if they go to your website, Jan's, YANSdesign.com, they can make an appointment with you.
Yes.
And is your work online for people to see?
Yes.
They could shop online
also,
as well?
Also, I have a video. My daughter took the video and posted it. I kind of like, oh, it's a good idea.
Yeah. It takes the kids to do all that technology stuff. So you are everywhere. Again, Jan here has work. It's right, Jan, right?
Jan.
Yes. Okay. I just want to make sure. You have your work featured in this. Is it still in the Smithsonian now?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I didn't find it.
Yeah, just go ahead and type all that stuff.
Right.
You just create. Yeah. You're here today. Come on over and meet Jan. You're just lovely. Your work is spectacular. Again, this border around, don't tell me that's embroidery also.
No, this is just silk matting.
Okay.
This is the three different layers. After a piece is done, I put a silk matting over, then use the rice paper around it.
Yeah, beautiful. Just spectacular. Well, Jan, thank you so much for joining us. I know you
thank
want to
you
get
so
back
much.
To your booth. Folks, please come over. Make sure you go to booth D10. You will, if you are someone who embroiders, you're not going to believe this. You will not believe it. Thank you so much.
Also, whoever wants to learn, I can teach them.
Oh, you teach them also?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just a one-woman show. You're fantastic. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, folks. And then website is Jan's with SDesign.com. Right here, right now, 2017 Best to Show. Get on over here. You have till this afternoon, and you want to see her work again. I'm just blown away. Okay, I need a break. It's time. Sean, take us away. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we're going to hear from nuts and bolts of what goes on putting on a festival like this. I'm at the Indian Wells Arts Festival right here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. I am still getting over Jan's spectacular work, and she is just such a delight. But now I have talked Marissa Holliday into coming on over. Hi, Marissa.
Hi, Francoise.
And you are the gal behind the scenes. You're running around with a clipboard. You have
my walkie-talkie.
There you go.
My
cell phone. This really quick. Yeah, you have it all. You're cruising around. You're making sure that everything's working well and everything's going great. And first of all, tell us, Marissa, what is your job here with the Indian Wells Arts Festival?
Sure. Well, I am just one of an extraordinary team of about 20 people that put together this show year-round. There is a core group of about 5 people, and then, of course, we have an executive committee. Personally, I handle the marketing and the PR, so I'm the one that gets to kind of show everybody else's hard work off.
and you do a fantastic job at it. Now, Marissa, a lot of people don't really know what goes on behind the scenes at putting a festival like this together. I mean, it doesn't just happen where the artists come, they put their tents up, and you open the gates. There's a lot involved with an event such as this. And this one, this Indian Wells, the Arts Festival, is how many years have you been going
on? This is our 15th year.
15th year. Okay. So now tell us, when do you start working on 2018?
Francois, it's a year-round effort. After the show closes, there's about 2 or 3 weeks that we take to wrap things up, and that's, you know, tucking things back away to where they belong, to following up with the artists and all of our vendors, and making sure that the beautiful Indian Wells Tennis Gardens is just as beautiful when we leave it as we found it. So we take maybe about a month off after that to just sort of breathe and re-energize and find our creativity again for the following year, and then we're at it. Mm-hmm. We are looking for artists. We're looking for interesting art activities or community partners that can be involved. So the show is always the first weekend in April, and I can tell you that by June, we're in full swing again.
Wow, isn't that something? Because like I say, people just don't know that there's so many different components to this art festival. You have the entertainment. You have the brunch now on Saturday and Sunday. It used to be just Sunday. Now it's expanded to Saturday and Sunday. You have the different type of artist sculptures, all the different mediums of art, creativity, photography. So now you're talking about the artists. This is an international show. You have artists from around the world. Do they submit their work to you? Do you go out to them? How do you decide who is lucky enough to be here?
Well, we are a juried show, which means that the artists must submit their work in front of a panel of jurors who determine the quality of their work as well as the type of artwork that would be in consideration for the show. So we are a fine art show, and basically our jurors are vetting the quality level of the artwork. So when somebody walks through these gates for the 3 days of art and entertainment, they are guaranteed to see the best of the best available from across the nation and around the world. Because of that, and because we've been so successful for the last 15 years, a lot of our artists apply based on word of mouth. These are other artists that are telling them, you need to be at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. So mm-hmm. It creates a pretty competitive environment.
Yep.
But it means that for the festival goer and the art collector, they really are being put in front of the top artists. We also try to feature a balance of established artists. For example, this year we have more than 40 artists representing over 60 major museums and art institutions from around the world, but also some of the up-and-coming rising stars in the art world. So you might discover somebody brand new who is going to be a major name in the couple of years to come.
And it really is also fascinating because not only are you making sure that your visitors, your customers that come through the door, your art lovers that walk through the gates have a great show, but it is so important that the artists know that this is a show where people that love art are going to be, they come to look to purchase work.
Yes.
And that's important on their end.
Yes. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why we limit it to no more than 200 artists, because we want the artist as well as the art collectors and enthusiasts to have an opportunity to connect. We want them to have that chance to walk through a booth, look at a piece, and be able to talk with the artists about where the inspiration came from or what medium or methods do they use to create that work. And it gives an opportunity to create kind of an intimate setting between the artist and the art collector.
Well, and I said that right when I came on the air. I said, I love the way you have it set up because everyone is not on top of each other. There's plenty of room for all the artists to have their own individual space to talk to the clients, to talk to the art lover, the questions that they ask and become personal and just have a really nice feel about it. So you did a great job in setting it up. So it's not all zoomed together and people get confused and hot and sweaty. And
yeah.
The weather's perfect too, by the
way. I'll
tell
you what. That's a big part of what we do in preparation is that we're looking at the layout and we're trying to design a layout that makes it really easy to walk and really fun to walk and to walk it in a leisurely way so that you don't feel like you're rushed to get through it, so that you don't feel like you've missed a corner of artists, but that you actually are kind of taking this stroll that sort of winds you around and leads you to a new discovery with every couple of steps.
Well, and also you give back to the community. I know I had Diane on the air a couple of weeks ago, and this is her life. She loves this. She lives and breathes for this event every year. But we had Safe House from the Desert on earlier, Brigitte and Valana, and tell us how this festival does give back to the community.
So right up front, the Indian Wells Arts Festival donates directly to their program. So we make a contribution, and then we also, any of their presence here, there's no charge for that. We also include them in all of our promotional endeavors. So mm-hmm. we may feature them in an article, in a publication. We also provide them the opportunity to, if they make art, they can sell their art here. We don't take any of the profits. All the proceeds go directly to that organization.
Great.
And then we also, year-round, we actually take it a step further. Well, we will go out into the community and look for a sponsor who would like to make a donation to that community charity, and then also help support them at the event. A really good example of that is Hot Purple Energy mm-hmm. and Data Digital Imaging. Now, Data Digital Imaging is held at Cathedral City High School with their students. They are actually only one of two Apple Distinguished programs in the entire state of California. Hot Purple Energy, of mm-hmm. course, is our local solar company, mm-hmm. and they support the students by providing them with solar energy to power all of their equipment, but they also make a contribution, and that contribution goes towards supporting those students in their endeavors.
Well, that's really fantastic on your part. Great job that you guys do that. And I want to make sure, because I keep throwing all these little bits and pieces to everybody as we go along, telling them to make sure they come on over, because there's so much to see today. You can get in the gates until 4, and then after that you have an hour to wander around and shop. Now, your featured artist, the poster.
It's amazing,
that
isn't it?
That poster, David Palmer. Did you sell, I said earlier in the show, go straight to where they sell the posters and buy one. Have you sold out?
No, we still have posters available.
Okay.
Fortunately for David Palmer and the very lucky collector, the original painting has sold.
I bet.
That collector has agreed to leave it on exhibition, so if you want to come and see it, you can. David still has a ton of wonderful art in his booth.
Yep.
He is a pop art Italian Renaissance artist. You have probably seen his work without knowing it, because he's also was a digital effects artist, and he actually is the guy behind some of the digital artwork for Harry Potter, Air Force One with Harrison Ford. I mean, his list of films is incredible. So he's still here. He's over in the champagne circle.
Okay.
You can't miss him.
No wonder I've seen people walk by with champagne.
and then you can also purchase one of the posters. They're signed by him, so it makes it pretty collectible. And those are still available. If you don't catch it here at the show, you can go to the IndianWellsArtsFestival.com and buy it online.
Well, I have mine already on the wall. I didn't even wait. I put it. It's just great. Every year, Marissa, you guys, you pick this. And I don't know how you decide which is going to be your featured poster. I have no idea how you do this, but every year they're spectacular.
So what happens is today there will be a handful of sort of poster artist jurors that will walk around and take a look at the artists that are here at the show and take into consideration who might be a great candidate. Based on that, we then have those candidates submit their idea, because we want it to be original artwork. So, for example, Desert Dreaming by David Palmer is a commissioned piece specifically for the show, and he worked with the Indian Wells Arts Festival to create that extraordinary image of the quail mm-hmm. and the cacti and the smoke trees in bloom. And so it does become a one-of-a-kind collectible piece, and very specific. You're only going to be able to find it here at the show. And that's how we find our poster artists. We're already looking for them.
Well, and I have to say, too, little did you know that we were going to have blooms like we're having this year.
I know.
I mean, it fits so perfectly with what's going on in the desert, and just beautiful. Come on over, folks, and check out David Palmer's. He is a featured, he designed the poster. He's also the 2017 featured artist booth at G20 and G21.
Can I tell you something funny real quick?
Yes, you can.
When David came out to the desert to sort of scout for inspiration, he went to the Living Desert, he went to botanical gardens, and he kind of went to some of the off-beaten trails that we hike. When he came out here, it was in the middle of the summer, and everything was, well, let's just say dormant. Yeah. Nothing was green. Nothing was blooming. And somehow he was able to find the inspiration for these incredible foliage and fauna that he has in his painting. And I look at that and I go, if people only knew that when he came looking for those flowers, they weren't here. And now that he's got the painting, it's like one of the best super blooms ever. ever, right?
Well, and there you go. That's being a creative, artistic person. You envision, everything is a vision, visual. All right. On that note, Marissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for being back every year with
us. I love it. I love it. And if we can have this lady that sat down stay next to us for about 5 minutes, we will have Diane Funk on the Art Reporter. We have to go step aside for a break, folks, so stick around. I'm coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Yes, it is spectacular. The weather is perfect. Come on over. Gates are open until 4, and then you have 1 hour to shop after that, so don't wait. Come on over right now. So stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio.